Prologue. Nicole Rogers stepped off the scale at her fitness center and smiled. 151 pounds. That's a personal best. I did it. The surgery, the shrink, the workouts, all worth it now. She turned and admired her reflection in the mirror. She saw a tall, auburn-haired woman with generous lips and large green eyes. After all the years of being fat, she had a hard time identifying with the polished, attractive woman who looked back at her. She turned away from the mirror and opened her locker. Something fell out of it. She bent over to pick it up and held it in the palm of her hand. It was a small wooden doll, put together with clumsy detail, right down to the strands of red wool stuck into its tiny little head, where clumps of glue were still visible. "Nicole, are you all right? You look awfully pale." Judy, the woman whose locker was next to her, said. She reached over and put her hand on Nicole's arm. "Maybe you should sit down for a minute. Here, let me help you." Nicole allowed Judy to steer her towards the wooden bench in the center of the locker room and stared down at the doll she was holding in her hand, a stunned look on her face. The green dots that were the doll's eyes seemed to look back at her. "Mind if I take a look at it?" Judy asked, sitting down beside her on the bench. "No, here," Nicole said, handing the doll to her. Judy turned it over and looked at it. The doll was no more than 3 inches high, wrapped in a scrap of fabric for a dress. All of the detail was focused on its face, and whoever had made it had gone to a lot of trouble to make it resemble Nicole, right down to the exaggerated, drawn-on lips. "That looks like something I saw recently in a magazine. I think it was called a voodoo doll. I kind of remember it from when I went to New Orleans with my parents when I was a kid. We went to some museum, and they had several of them on display. Is this a voodoo doll?" Nicole nodded. "Yes, but why would someone put a voodoo doll in my locker? In Louisiana, where I grew up, if you got one of these, it meant someone wanted to hurt you or kill you." Her chin wobbled and her eyes were bright with unshed tears.